The Steve Gruber Show. American values with Midwestern common sense.
Here's what I want to hear, Alex, when you get a chance. Let me fight the good fight by triumph, because that's the mindset that I have today. And I want to share this because I am sick and tired of being promised by one political party or the other that this is going to happen or that's going to happen. And nothing happens. And the government gets larger and our debt gets larger and the debts get larger. And our obligations get larger, and the opportunities for our children and grandchildren get smaller. Because you dimwits can't seem to handle a checkbook. You can't get your spending under control. You put party and politics ahead of the people that voted for you. And that's true on both sides of the aisle. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. You willfully and gleefully destroy the free market system in a variety of ways with restrictions and regulations, and taxes and fees and licensing fees that should not be there. You steal 1/6 of the American economy in the name of, we're going to help people, said the Democrats. We knew better. That's why Bart Stupak ran like a cockroach in the light. He never even ran for re-election. And yet the Republicans are completely impotent to do anything about it. The Republicans are playing pool with a rope, incapable of doing anything. They can't run the table. All they can do is run their mouths. Hotline number is 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. I'm sick and tired of hearing about Russia. I want to hear about what you're going to do to fix the problems we have here. I want to know how you're going to expand the economy, find better jobs, create more energy, create more industry, more opportunities. That's what I want to hear. Stop bumping your gums and start working. Less blathering and more sweating. Mike checking in from Boyne City. Mike, what's on your mind?
Mike, Steve, you're wrong on this one as far as term limits. If there weren't term limits, we'd have Obama for a third term. You know it. Everybody knows it.
Well, I'm not wrong about term limits, but it's okay to disagree with me because you're entitled to be wrong, Mike. I don't mind.
Well, yeah. And you're proving it.
I get that.
You know, one bad person is so much worse than what little bit you might lose by having a good guy that is termed out. And Nancy Pelosi, McCain.
Actually, you know, what I can tell you, Mike,
how many guys we got in there with 30-plus years?
I'll give you a case study. I get that, but I'm going to give you a case study, if I may, Mike. And the case study is the Michigan legislature that is now term limited out. So what you have is a lot of folks that come and go, and they seem to be a bit, inexperienced, shall I say. And as a result, the Michigan legislature hasn't run particularly well, at least not the way I think it should over the last few years. I think in part that has to do with we have a lot of inexperienced people working in Lansing. That hotline number is 888-900-9966. And if the America had voted for Obama for a third term, that would be the price you pay. But we do have term limits. They're called elections, and I do believe that. Let's go to John. He's checking in from Florence, Wisconsin today. John, welcome to the program.
Well, how are we doing, Steve? My take on this whole thing, there are no Democrats, there are no Republicans, there are just politicians. Anybody who thought that this kabuki theater we've seen would get us anywhere is naive to the point of ignorance. Once the government has revenue, has control, give me the example where they give it back.
I can find none.
All right. So everybody out there, it's not Republicans, it's not Democrats, it's incumbents. Well, you know, my take is it's been Trump has been the first semi-populist president. The only way we fix this, no incumbents and a real populist president. Have a good day, sir.
John, thank you very much for checking in from Florence, Wisconsin. And I understand that some of you are not going to agree with me, but I do not believe in term limits because, let me give you an example. Mike, we could have had Ronald Reagan for three terms as well. We could have had Dwight David Eisenhower for four terms. You see, when somebody good comes along, we'd like to keep those good people around. But as far as the impotent Republicans, they need to be taken care of. They need to be pushed out. You need to be resistant to the overwhelming number of ads you're going to see because people are trying to buy their way to re-election. That happens on all sides as well. But just because we run the risk of having Barack Obama for three terms doesn't mean we should take off the table the idea of having Ronald Reagan for three or four or five or whatever it may be. I mean, look at the governor of Iowa. He just served for, what was it, 20 or 24 years. He was so popular, he served for more than 20 years. And the state did well under his leadership. Would Iowa have been better off if he had been term limited out after two? And the answer is simply no. Now, you don't have to agree with me, and that's okay. That's why we have conversations here. I don't hand out Play-Doh. We have conversations. We don't have to agree. I respect your point of view. I respect Mike's point of view. I just don't happen to agree with it. And yes, would it be an easy way to clean the swamp to have term limits? Yeah, one time. And then you know who would run Washington? The lobbyists. And the people behind the scenes, the ones that don't get elected, because they would know how the whole thing works. They would be the ones in power. They would be the ones running the show. Because they would know with the next member of Congress and the next senator, here's what we need to do to get this, and here's how we need to... The real power brokers wouldn't be the people we elected at all. It would be the people behind the scenes, the ones that are dishing money around. And I don't have anything against lobbyists per se either, because for a lot of folks, for smaller groups, lobbyists are their First Amendment in action. So you have to understand how this all works and comes together. 888-900-9966. Alex is going to find me some triumph because we're not going to do sports. We're going to talk because I'm just in a mood. 52 after.